Hello, podcast listeners. Welcome to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz podcast. What you're about to hear was a Facebook Live session that we did to announce the winners of the Pop Buzz Fan Awards. It was very exciting, guys, wasn't it? It was very, very exciting.
It was so exciting. I don't think I'm ever going to recover.
Indeed.
I'm still shook.
I'm very shook.
She's so shook. She's actually recording this on the floor.
It's very true.
She is. She's dead.
Yes, she is literally
Rest
dead.
Rest in peace, me.
Fair enough. You're with Harambe now. It's a beautiful thing. it was great. And we've announced all the results. Basically, don't vote now on the website because we've done it. But it is very, very good results. It's a nice mix of albums. It's a nice mix of singles, nice mix of music videos. Mm. You've been voting for the last few weeks. We announced the full results and you've got a little acceptance speech from the winner of the Best Album Award.
Who could it be?
Coming up, who could it possibly
who could it be?
Who could it be?
I don't know. And it just happened and I don't know.
Did you release an album this year?
Oh, I did, yes.
Maybe it's me.
It's not him. Please keep listening. It's not him. I promise you it's good. So listen out for that. This is how our award show went down and we will see you next week with a brand new episode. Thank you very much. And we're live on Facebook, everybody.
Oh,
it's Pop Buzz. Hello! Yes, good to see you all. Good to see you. It's this week's edition of the Pop Buzz podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. But, very special edition, we're going to announce the winners of the Pop Buzz Fan Awards. Mm-hmm. So you have been voting in your thousands. There were three key categories to this. There was the best music video of the year, there was the best single of the year, and there was the best album of the year. And the results are in, and over the next little while, we're going to let you know who has come on top. And I can tell you, just to keep you involved here, we've got an acceptance speech from the winner of the best album. Okay?
We
have a recorded acceptance speech from the artist that is the winner of the best album vote.
That's magical.
So, stick around and find out what's going on there. But first of all, hello, guys. Nice to see you. It's good to see you.
Right.
Nice to be back, innit? So, what a year it's been. What a year it has been in music. We all have our own very, very strong opinions. I want to run through, first of all, we had some quite fun awards we wanted to give out on the website. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So again, you've been voting on these. They're a little bit sillier, but I think they're quite fun. Why don't we run through the results of the more fun Pop Buzz Fan Awards before we get down to the...
I like fun.
The big three. Yeah. We all like fun.
We all like fun.
I think 2016 needs a little fun injection.
It does. It really does.
Okay, so guide me through. Katie, why don't you guide me through? Let's look at some of the sillier awards we want to give out in the Pop Buzz Fan Awards. Let's have a little look.
Okay, so question one was, what is your emoji of the year?
Oh. Emoji of the year. Okay. It's a difficult choice.
It is. I'm going to read the nominees and then we'll select our own.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Gorilla, which is a new one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Black Heart.
Right.
Iconic.
Avocado. Mm-hmm.
Avocado, all right.
The Upgraded Peach.
God, of course, the peach changed.
We had a very, very intense discussion about that.
I'm still
totally
over it.
The peach changed. Mm. Yeah, that was mad. Okay.
The Sassy Upside Down Face.
Very nice, very nice.
The Claps. Yeah, us.
You got a lot of use out of those this year, didn't you?
Oh, thank you. I didn't know that before. No.
You got a lot of use out of that this year, didn't you?
Yeah, okay. Love a clap. And The Eyes.
The eyes, of course. Those shady, shady eyes. Very good, Woody.
Thank you.
I'm liking your eye work. Okay. So, I mean, my personal fave, I think Gorilla Emoji was very appropriate this year, wasn't it? Of course, R.I.P., rest in peace, Big Harambe. He's looking down on us all this year. But also, I quite like the Black Heart, you know.
Really? See, mine's the upside down face.
Hmm.
I felt like it actually perfectly encapsulated what 2016 was, which is a bit of a...
Just like a grin and bear.
Just a bit all over the shop, isn't it?
That happened. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, all right.
I voted for the claps, obviously.
You voted for the claps, yeah, because you use them in every single tweet.
Every Twitter, yeah.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Word clap.
All right. Well, then let's go through the results then, shall we? Who of the Pop Buzz readers voted is the best emoji of 2016? Reveal all, please.
Now, it only dropped a few days ago.
Oh, God.
But with 21% of the vote, the Black Heart emoji.
Wow! A newcomer late to the game, the Black Heart emoji.
Black Heart emoji.
Put in the emo in emoji, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. All right, fair play.
As soon as that dropped, though, we knew that was going to be popular.
It's going to be useful, isn't it?
To be fair, Upside down face, 20%. Yeah, so it wasn't so much in it.
Not far away.
All right, fair enough. Okay, yeah. Woody, take me through the next one anyway, mate. What other silly ones did we have in there?
We have outstanding contribution to memes.
Right, okay, of course.
Yeah.
Important.
Yeah. And it's been an outstanding year for memes.
Hasn't it just? Okay.
Some truly iconic memes. All right. So we had Harambe, obviously.
Of course.
Arthur's Fist.
R.I.P.
Evil Kermit. SpongeGar, you know, angry little SpongeBob.
I like SpongeGar.
DW at the fence. I love that it's specifically at the fence.
Only at the fence.
She's only relevant when she's at
Shades
the fence.
Shades on at the fence. All right.
Obama and Biden, of course.
Oh, mate, don't. It's too soon.
I know.
I can't.
Gonna get choked up.
Legit.
Petty Sky Jackson.
Okay.
Bernie or Hillary. Do you remember that? Oh, my God.
That seems like a long time ago. All right.
Mr. Krabs Blur.
Oh, okay. Yeah, nice.
That was my impression.
It was so blurry.
Let's never do that again.
Yeah,
and
absolutely
then Gavin.
Not. Okay.
We can't forget Gavin.
I love Gavin.
Yeah, Gavin's good fun.
So what was your favourite, Katie?
What do you think was my favourite, Woody?
Undoubtedly Biden.
Of course it was.
Yeah, of course it was.
Joe Biden memes.
Biden Bay. He's the man.
What about yours, James?
I'm going to go the same.
Really?
I love a bit of Joe. I really, really do. I'm a big fan of Mr. Krabs, and I reckon that's what's won as well. That's my guess.
Yeah.
But okay. I really do love a bit of Biden.
I would go for Arthur's Fist.
That was creative.
Yeah.
Very niche.
I relate to that.
Guys, so if we ever start like a Riot Girl punk band, we should call it Arthur's Fist. I think it's a great name. It's got it written all over it. All right.
Yeah, it's that passive aggressiveness that really works. Unique to my brand.
A little bit of rebellion. Yes, but what was the winner? What did the Pop Buzz readers vote as the outstanding contribution to memes 2016?
There was only going to be one winner.
Of course it was.
Harambe.
Oh,
of course. Yeah,
Harambe,
man.
Fair play.
33% of the vote.
Wow.
Obama and Biden were second, though, with 22%. So
yeah, okay.
You're close. Fairly tight. It was Harambe's year.
Yeah, it was... In some ways.
Kind of.
In some ways, it was sort of Harambe's year. Okay. Fair enough. All right. Okay. What's the next one? What else have we got on this one?
Now, this is a good one.
Okay.
Best shirtless performance.
Ooh. It's a tricky one.
Now, the performances were not specified, but I mean, we'll just go with it.
Okay. Yeah. It's hotly contested.
Okay.
It's not that deep.
Yeah.
It's not that deep, guys.
We'll take it.
Okay. So the nominees were Brendan Urie,
mm-hmm.
obviously.
Yeah.
Josh Dunn,
right.
obviously. Matty Healy, obviously. Mm. And Shawn Mendes, and I don't recall this shirtless performance.
I think it was in honour of his music video.
Right.
Where he was in the mirror. Okay. He was looking well sculpted.
Sorry, have you watched this several times, Woody, have you?
I might have seen that video.
Has it been favourited a couple of times on your private YouTube account? Okay, fair enough.
Yes.
All right, I mean, I don't know which way this one's going to go, to be honest. Knowing our audience, I mean, big, you know, Josh, Brendan and Matty fans, I think it could go any way on those
I would
three.
Like to say that actually I would have given it to Josh Dunn because when we saw him live, he was very topless and very sweaty.
It's very true.
I feel like, you know, I was close to him that day.
Okay.
I've heard the saga and I would have to agree. Yeah. I wasn't there, but...
Okay.
You were there in spirit.
I appreciated the snap.
Very good. All right, well then the award for best shirtless performance, who did the fans vote for?
The winner is... Josh Dunn!
Yeah. Oh, it is Josh Dunn. All right, fair play to him. Fair play. Who came second then?
Brendan Urie with 31%.
Fair enough. See, it pays to take your shirt off on stage. You're going to win
and
all manner of awards.
Every vote counts.
Was it very tight?
Quite.
Oh, wow. Mm. Fair enough. I suppose between those three, it was always going to be quite tight, wasn't it?
Well, no, Matty came last.
Matty came last!
Wait, poor behind Matty. Shawn Mendes?
The Shawn Mendes truthers were out.
Shawn Mendes over Matty Healy?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm incredulous.
James, the straight man, is outraged.
Absolutely. Hey, look, it's 2016. We can all appreciate a topless male now, can't we?
Sorry, Matty.
Can't we? Matty, I'm sad for you, mate. I'm sad for you. All right, the next silly one. Let's give a couple more of these. All right,
we had a villain of the year.
All right, go on.
Plenty of villains. We had Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
the guy who shot Harambe.
Oh, cool stuff.
The Demogorgon from mm-hmm. Stranger Things. I can't pronounce this. Niels
Soberg.
Oh, Soberg. AKA Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
okay,
AKA Taylor Swift. Or 2016 itself.
A popular choice, yeah, I'd imagine, yeah, that, yeah, one. Okay. I mean, I'm back in that. I'm back in that last one. 2016 has been a bitch.
It was close. But Donald Trump got it, mate.
Yeah, that's fair enough. If you're going to vote for a real person, whatever. I mean, who else was it going to be? I mean, let's move swiftly on, because let's not give him the publicity, frankly.
Swiftly.
Let's move Taylor swiftly on.
I voted for Neil Soberg, by the way.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did, and it got 0%, so you I think I was the only one.
Yeah, I think you were.
It was 0%. Your suggestion as well. No, one vote and still 0%. I appreciate that. Okay, next up. What's the next award?
Hero of the Year.
Hero of the Year. Let's keep it positive.
This one's good.
Mm. Okay, here we go.
The nominees are Ollie Alexander from Ooh. Years and Years for contribution to sequins.
Friend of the show, we love him.
Hayley Williams from Paramore for contribution to hair dye.
Very nice.
Barb from Stranger Things for taking one for the team.
Oh, Barb.
Joanne the Scammer for being a real messy bitch.
I mean, seriously.
Katia Zamolodchikova.
Yes.
From Drag Race, obviously, leader of the Relaskatox Resistance.
Right, okay.
That's reference gone over your head, hasn't
it? Yeah, straight over my head, I'm
Leonardo
sorry.
Leonardo DiCaprio for winning the Oscars and giving Lady Gaga a little side eye.
Okay,
the
yeah.
Golden Globes. And Michelle Obama for existing.
Yes. Oh,
Queen. I like Michelle.
She'll be much missed in the White House. She really, really will.
She will.
Who do we think they've gone for, though? That's tricky.
Well, if it was up to me, it would be Joanne the Scammer.
Not right. Barb.
I mean, I love Barb, but Barb's dead now. Joanne the Scammer is still with us, present and scamming her way.
I can tell you now on Facebook, like, Barb's getting the love immediately. Kristen
really?
Woods, Barb. Beth Barb. McLaughlin, hashtag save Barb. It's too late, love.
Guys.
It's too late.
Justice
Barb, for Barb. Barb, Barb, Barb. I mean, they're going for Barb, so I'm thinking maybe... Did the vote go for Barb? Who was
it
the winner?
Not.
Ooh!
The winner and... Hopefully the winner in 2020 was Michelle Obama.
Oh, yes. Lovely. Good work, yes. Pop
Buzz
fans.
Yes. I am into
well
that.
Well done, everybody.
Oh, very, very good choices. I like that. That's excellent.
Barb and Leo were joint second, which is, I think, fitting.
Barb was joint with Leonardo DiCaprio for Hero of the Year. What a wonderful turn of events. I love that. I love that a lot.
A 30-year career.
Yeah.
Two episodes of Stranger Things.
Hey, why not?
Yeah, so far.
I'm
sure Barb's coming back, guys. Don't want to get you excited.
Okay. We'll see. They could do a flashback or something. Okay. Any other ones? Any other similar ones we got?
We have Biggest Scandal. Escándalo.
Okay, Biggest Scandal. What are the options?
So, Troye Sivan's nudes. Kind of nudes. Topless nudes.
Sort of nudes. Okay.
Sort of nudes. Rihanna's anti-Grammy snub, because she should have been nominated for Album of the Year.
Indeed.
And she wasn't.
Okay.
The 1975's Grammy Box nomination.
I mean, this is insane.
You feel very...
Don't get me started, all right? It's right.
It's a sore wound.
I'm sure they're happy about it, but I think they would have preferred something a bit more musical, but carry on. Yeah, okay.
Chloe Grace versus Khloe Kardashian.
Okay. Yeah.
Taylor Swift versus Calvin Harris. That was pretty epic.
That was pretty epic, wasn't it?
Wild.
What a year.
Orlando Bloom, the nudist.
God. Nude in a canoe. Yeah. Was it a canoe? What was it?
It was
a paddleboard or something. Yeah. Okay.
Technically, it was a paddleboard.
No one was looking at the mode of transport. It's fine. All right.
Snakes on a phone. Kim, Kanye, and Taylor Swift. Yeah.
For a second, I was like, snakes on a phone?
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
The hot new sequel.
Right, okay, the leak of the Taylor Swift, the voicemail and the famous. Okay.
And then obviously Hiddle Swift as well. God, Taylor Swift had a year, didn't she?
She had a big one, man. She had a big one. Okay.
What was your favourite scandal? What got you?
I mean, I'm very passionate about the 1975 Grammy box set thing, I must admit.
You would not stop going on about
it. I'm so angry.
I'm just over it.
One award. One award? Are you joking me?
Okay,
what
moving on.
Sorry,
Katie.
Carry on.
I voted for Snakes on a Phone.
Okay.
That was my favourite day on Twitter in life ever.
It was the ultimate scam, the ultimate sleuth.
It was.
And it's also the winner of Scandal
of
the Year.
Yeah. Oh, very, very
41%
nice.
41% of you thought that was the biggest scandal of the year. It kind of was.
Yeah, fair enough. There's
crazy.
A lot of, Oliver Scruton on Facebook, you called it. A lot of people saying Troy, though. A lot of people.
I mean, that
Troy
was
news.
My favourite. And I also favourited those.
Favourite. All right.
Saved,
fair enough. Friend of the show, please come back, Troy. Don't be scared. Okay, any other weird ones? What are the silly ones we got? Come on.
We've got a good one. Badass Female of the Year.
Ooh! Hotly contested category, I'm sure. All right.
I'm going to whiz through them. You ready?
Let's do it. What are the options?
Right. Millie Bobby Brown. Huh. Beyonce. Huh. Halsey. Huh. Simone Biles. Huh.
Yes.
I'm not going to do that every
time.
No,
you're doing her.
Lady Gaga, Laverne Cox, Solange, Bella Thorne, Kesha, and Bono.
Bono, of course. Famous glamorous woman of the year. Famous glamorous woman of the year. Bono from U2, of course. Okay, well, that's a nice mix, actually. That's a lot of different options there. What are we thinking, guys?
I mean, obviously, Gaga.
I mean...
Justice for Joanne. Justice.
He'll never let it go.
He'll never let it go, ever. Okay, so there's that. I imagine Millie Bobby Brown's probably taken it.
That's my guess.
Oh, good for
28% of the vote.
Oh, good for you, Millie. That's great.
Yes, Millie.
Okay, we're pleased with
she
that.
She deserves that.
What a year she's had. She's great. Yeah, I respect that. I think that's really, really
I
nice.
I think she might be the best 12-year-old on the planet.
Yeah, why not?
I'm putting it out there.
Put it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, what other options are there? Go with it. That makes sense.
I don't know any other 12-year-olds, so there we
go. I'm not aware of any other 12-year-olds, it's fine. Okay, Woody, any other weird ones? Come on.
Best TV moment.
Best TV moment.
Yeah.
That's a big one. That's hotly contested.
So many iconic moments this year. So Cersei blowing up the whole city on Game of Thrones.
God, that was good, wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. By the way, spoilers. Sorry.
Oh, God, yeah.
Sorry, it came out in July.
Sorry. Hey, hey, if you've been avoiding all the years telly to binge watch over Christmas... You're out of luck, but otherwise I think you'll be fine.
Use the mute button, it's your friend.
Okay, all right.
11 versus the Demogorgon, Stranger Things.
Yeah, great moment.
Every Evan Peters scene in American Horror Story.
Okay.
Roanoke.
Well pronounced.
Kate McKinnon as Hillary Clinton.
She was
SNL.
Very fun.
Yes.
She was back in it this weekend, actually. Mm-hmm. She was very, very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little cameo. It was really nice.
Catches verse on Read You, Rate You, RuPaul's Drag Race. Obviously. Mm-hmm. Adele's carpool karaoke. That was a massive moment.
Yeah. All right. Move on.
The shade.
If you're into it, fair play.
Beyonce at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
Leonardo DiCaprio's Oscar speech. Although I personally feel like it should have been when his reaction to Lady Gaga knocking into him. But
of course you do.
Just want to put it out there. The return of Gilmore Girls and Ooh. David Schwimmer shouting juice.
Oh, my God. I mean, if there was any justice in the world, that would win.
It won't. Second win for Millie Bobby Brown. 11 versus the Demogorgon.
Yes, Millie. Yes,
yeah.
Millie. We'll take that. Yes, I'm very pleased with that.
Who do you think would win, 11 or Cersei and Wildfire?
Well, Ooh. Cersei and Wildfire, because she just does not care. I feel like 11 has compassion for other human beings.
Yeah, I think she does.
Cersei is too far gone at this point. Queen. She does not care. Yeah, she's awesome, but she's too far gone. Any others? Any other weird ones? Are we getting off the big ones? Okay, all right, let's go through.
Okay, we've got best character from a blockbuster movie.
Okay.
So, Holtzman from Ghostbusters.
Very nice. Kate McKinnon up again there.
Harley Quinn, Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman, Batman versus Superman.
Okay.
The Niffler from Fantastic Beasts. Deadpool from Deadpool, Baby Dory from Finding Dory, and Moana.
It's Moana.
I loved Moana. It was so good. I would personally bat Moana because it's my film of the year. I absolutely loved it so much.
What did you vote for, Woody?
I voted for the Niffler.
So did I.
Hey, it was like clearly the best character of the year.
Well, then what
character
won,
development? Everything.
Dear
you
Lord.
Ever
what did the Pop Buzz readers go for?
Guess.
I mean, is it Harlequin by any chance?
Yes.
All right, fair enough. I mean, she was, to be fair, the sole shining light in a, like, shade, but a terrible film. I'm sorry, we've discussed this before. I mean, it's not good.
It's true.
I had such high hopes. It did nothing for me. It was a shame. But she was very good, and I'm excited. She's doing the solo movie now with her, and it's going to be Catwoman and Poison Ivy. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be really good. So I'm hyped for that. Fair play.
It's going to be lit,
Come
fam.
Through, Harley
absolutely,
Quinn.
Absolutely.
All right, last award.
Oh, here
actually,
we go.
This is a really...
Well, last silly one. Then we get on to the big ones.
Well, this is important.
Silly, actually. This is very important.
Oh, go on. Okay,
this
sorry.
Is fandom of the year.
Well, this is big. All right, so, fandom of the year. You have been voting for this as fandoms. So let's see the results. What are the options here?
So we got 21 pilots.
Okay.
5 Sauce.
Right.
One Direction.
Uh-huh.
Rest in peace. not yet.
Rest in peace, sort of.
Panic at the Disco, Halsey, Melanie Martinez, Troye Sivan, Fifth Harmony, awkward, Taylor Swift, and Beyonce.
Right, okay.
Who do you think it is?
I mean, if it's anything other than 21 Pilots, I'll be absolutely stunned.
See, I thought... There's a couple of people on that list that would give them a run for their money.
Five Sauce fans very dedicated.
Yeah, Five Sauce.
Panic fans are very dedicated.
They are, but I think the clique must have taken it. Right?
It is the clique.
Of course it is.
Yes.
Well done, the clique.
Well done. I was, but if they got 49% of the vote.
Wow,
that is insane.
That's very impressive.
Like about 5,000 votes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, fair enough. Oh, well done, Quick. They got on it there. All right. Well, that's all the kind of, you know, lower level ones. Now we're going to start talking big stuff. All right. Let's go in depth. All right.
Here we go.
And I'll remind you, Facebook Live people. So you've been voting on these. These were three separate votes. There is the best music video of the year. There is the best single of the year and the best album of the year. We're going to reveal your results. We're going to talk about our personal favorites, going to get in depth. But I will say this. I want to remind you, the winner of the best album vote has recorded an acceptance speech. You can watch it at the end of this Facebook
think
Live.
About it.
It's coming. Have a little think, all right?
I don't want to threaten
you with a good time here, but we might have an acceptance speech from someone key later on. Oh. So maybe if you're a fan of a particular artist, stick around. We'll see what happens. It's going to be live later on. Okay, but anyway, before we get to that, let's go through the earlier votes. So first up, it was the best music video of the year. So let's go through personal choices, shall we, first of all? Okay, so Katie, what was your personal favourite music video of this year?
Do you know what? Mine's not funny. It's very serious.
Okay, good.
My favourite was Sia, the Greatest.
Oh, was it really?
It was so cute. Oh,
fair enough.
It was really nice. Okay. And I'm a stan for Maddie Ziegler.
No, so. Fair enough.
A very touching tribute to the Pulse shootings, wasn't it?
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of the Sia videos and all the dancing
Sia
stuff.
Videos.
It's really, really fun, isn't
They're
it?
They're so good.
Mm. Yeah, it's all good. All right, Woody, what's your choice?
Okay, mine's not like that. So I was going to say Frank Ocean's workshop.
God!
The two-day marathon long where he was building some sort of
I want my
furniture.
Time back. I really want my time back from that. Nothing happened.
I mean, it doesn't even make any sense.
Why? No explanation.
Sorry, Frank. I'm not with you on that one. No, my favourite, and it's a bad timing, really, considering today's events.
Was it
but work from home, Fifth Harmony. Because I love the commitment to the concept of working. It's like, okay, the song's about working. We need a digger. We need a digger and a DIY-themed video. And it's just like the most ridiculous video. It's so stupid that it's actually a stroke of genius.
Yeah.
And I think pop's at its best when it's most stupid.
That's very, very true. I mean? No, it's very, very true. My personal favourite, it's not even, I mean, there's many videos I love this year. False Alarm by The Weeknd, I think, was incredible.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that was good.
Such a good one. So it's really, really good. But the favourite I'm going to go for is actually a sillier reason. As much as I love the 1975, I'm going with the sound purely because my mate Kieran's in it. So it's just quite nice.
Humble brag.
It's quite nice. Jeez. Well, it's not like I'm in it. My mate Kieran's in it.
My He's friend's in the video, actually.
Sorry, when you know people involved in the production, makes it a lot nicer.
Yeah, well, you know what? Denise Walsh, Matty's mum, follows me on Twitter. How do you like those apples?
All right.
Yeah.
Were we talking about that? Fine. Were we having a little measuring contest?
I'm just saying, if we're talking about connections here, I've got a direct line to Denny Walsh.
Best video. Right, should we see what the fans said anyway? All right, I'm going to run through your top five, all right? So you've been voting for this. This is what you guys voted for, the Pop Buzz readers, for the top five music videos of the year. All right, in at number five, Katie's favourite, Sia, the Greatest.
Woo-hoo!
1,800 votes on that one. All right. In at number four, Halsey with Colours.
How did we forget that one?
Little Affair with an Old Man.
That was a beautiful video.
Little twist, spoiler. Little twist, it's the old man. It's the old man just having the affair with. Number three, Melanie Martinez. Which one? Crybaby is what we've got in there.
There were so many to choose from.
I know, absolutely. I think that's probably the best one, though. That's my opinion. What do you think? You got another fave?
Don't know.
Which is the single
What's
one?
What's the one
well?
That just came out? Pacify Her.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was good, actually. Anyway, that got 2,100 votes there. In second place, Panic at the Disco, Don't Threaten Me With a Good Time, which is a very, very good video. I love all the tentacle stuff. It's very, very funny. It's very, very clever. That got 2,900 votes, but in at number one. With 3,200 votes. What could it possibly be? Of course it is! Of course
there
it is!
Go.
The
Clique
strike yet again. Here we are.
Are we going to listen to the whole song?
No, we're going to pause it right there.
It's very
but it
loud.
Is a. It is a. It is a very good video, it's got to be said.
It's
an impressive video. What I like about it as well is the fact that none of us really knew what was going on pre-up to it, because obviously it was a surprise and a leaked surprise thing, so you just kept seeing images of like Tyler in an orange jumpsuit and no one had any idea what it meant and just thought it was like a casual photo.
I legit thought he'd gone to prison.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the natural assumption, isn't
For
it?
For what?
Yeah, you got nothing. You got nothing.
Tax avoidance.
Tax avoidance. Why not?
That's what I've heard on the grapevine.
Why not? Absolutely. Okay. So, next up. I know, nonsense. Next up is the Pop Buzz Song of the Year. By the way, I should say, if you want to throw in the comments what your personal choices are, please do. We'll try and read out some of those if we can. But yeah, Pop Buzz Song of the Year. We also did our own writer's one on this, which got incredibly heated the other day. The article goes up on site today if you want to see our personal picks. But my word, that was a heated debate, wasn't it? Dear God. We did it as a sort of knockout round thing, which makes no sense in retrospect, because we just had to all fight over the different ones.
I genuinely had a sore throat afterwards.
I know you did. You were screaming.
Screaming and shouting.
But you were giving us 10-minute monologues on why Perfect Illusion was the greatest song of the decade.
Robbed, mate.
Oh, clearly. Yes, spoiler alert, Lady Gaga didn't win. but no, we also had... So it came down to the final two, obviously, which was Work From Home, Fifth Harmony.
Yeah.
Again, so appropriate today. So appropriate. And the 1975 Somebody Else. And we just had to fight it out endlessly. And I will say that our choice, our writer's best song, eventually ended up being decided as... I mean, how could it be anything other than this song?
I want to cry. It just makes me want to cry.
But
it's incredible, Tim.
But it's not the best song.
Right. Excuse me.
You didn't vote for it.
I'm not... Do not call me a hypocrite.
Dear
it's
Lord.
A brilliant
I like
song.
But Fifth Harmony deserved it.
Wow. Well, I mean, they get along so well, obviously. So, yeah, why not? Why not, given that? Why not, after
why not?
Today? Actually, the four of them are celebrating, aren't they? Let's be honest. By the looks of it, by the looks of those pictures,
poor.
Bless. We're not taking a side, but bless. But anyway, let's have a look at what you guys voted as your song of the year. Should we do top five? Let's do top five, shall we?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, in at fifth place, Sia, Cheap Thrills.
Ooh. 1,900
votes. A little bit of
shout out to the Sia fans.
Shout out to the Sia fans. They're coming through on this, I tell you. Right, number four. It's our number one. It's 1975, Somebody Else. 2,000 votes on that one. This is going to cause controversy, this next one. Number three. With 2,200 votes, Closer, Chainsmokers and Holes.
Really? That was
now,
a contrary track.
Song.
I am very intrigued. Please do send us a comment here, actually, because I'm very, very
intrigued.
What do you
guys actually think about Closer?
You know what? It's not a bad song, but it's just been played to death. I'm surprised that it would get to this point in the year and that many people would vote for it as the best song. How are they not, like, run it into the ground? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was totally overplayed for my liking. And it's hard to remember what... your first feelings were, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I don't remember listening to it for the first time.
I feel like it's been there all my life.
To be fair, we're getting a mix here. Closer was lit. Those lyrics were so bad. I love Halsey and Drew Taggart. Yeah, fair enough. We chatted to Drew. He was a nice guy. We chatted to both of them. They were really, really good people, but you know.
I've never heard it, Chelsea.
You've never heard it?
That is a lie.
Do not lie. Do not lie.
And to be fair, that was like, new Halsey music
that
we are dying for.
That's true, that's true. It was a little taste of new Halsey. All right, well, that's number three right there. That's number three. Number two, Panic at the Disco, Don't Threaten Me with a Good Time, which again, I mean, it dropped, I think it dropped New Year's Day or New Year's, it dropped New Year's Day over here, but New Year's Eve in the US, I think. So it just makes under the wire. But also the album came out in January. So I guess, and the official single release was earlier this year.
Yeah.
But yeah, slightly older.
I love that song.
But I got 2,900 votes. Any guesses? What came in at number one, ladies and gentlemen? Any guesses?
Is it Heavens again?
What a surprise. Of course it's Heavens.
I've never heard that song.
What's this song? I've never heard it.
It was from a film. It was from a film out over the summer. Ah, The Clique strikes again. Fair play. That's two for two for Heathens. Heathens, Song of the Year, as voted for you, the Pop Buzz fans. Very well done to Tyler and Josh. I mean, we do love them dearly. It makes sense. It makes sense to me.
Where did my favourite song come?
What's your favourite song?
Ariana Grande, Into You.
Yeah,
I've
where
just
was
checked
it?
And it finished ninth.
Finished ninth. Well, there you go.
I still think that's pretty good.
Perfect Illusion was 10th, so.
It's quite respectable, though. That's quite respectable if it makes it to number 9, I think.
Wait, hang on. Zayn finished 7th, by the way.
What?
With
like
what?
I would.
Oh, like I was going to say, I thought you meant with Pillow Talk. I was like, hang on.
No.
There's clearly something wrong with the algorithm there. all right, fair. No shade. But, okay.
Good songs.
So let's get on to the final one, shall we? It's the big one. This is the Pop Buzz album of the year. Now, again, we did our own little poll. That's up on the website. Mm-hmm. We put together our own top 20 albums of the year. Again, furious, furious debates. But eventually, the number one album that we picked was... I'm just delighted.
I love it.
It's such a great, great album. It really, really is. I mean... 17 tracks, they're just all mm-hmm. over the shop in the best possible way. Every single genre is getting ticked off. Mm. It had so many great singles on it. So that was our choice, 1975. Congrats to Matty, congrats to the boys. But we need to see what you guys decided was your number one album. So let's do a few more, actually. I'll do top 10 for the album, shall I? Because it's the albums. It's a big one. And I remind you, in a minute, acceptance speech from the winner. Okay, so in number 10... Rihanna Anti. And I know that was like one of your absolute faves, guys, wasn't it?
My God.
Yeah. It was a hell of a one, wasn't it?
What an amazing return to form.
It really, really was.
That was such a good album.
Yeah. I mean, Love on the Brain and all that stuff. Incredible. Mm. Yeah. There's some great, great singles on there. It's a fantastic album. What can I say? So yeah, that got 1.5K votes. In at number 9. Your fave, Ariana Grande, yes. Dangerous Woman.
The future Grammy Award winning album.
Do you think? What's she up for again? Can we remember?
Pop vocals against Adele, so she's obviously not going to win that.
Yeah, that's a shame.
And something else. I can't remember.
Oh, okay. Well, she might take one. Number 8, Beyonce Lemonade, 1.9K. Yes. Now, we should say, like, that is, I mean, it's topped so many lists online. We did debate this one for a while because it's like, okay, it's Lemonade. We got to do something. But no, I'm glad that we went 1975 on it. But it is an incredible achievement, isn't it? The video and everything makes it, doesn't it?
It's such a good concept. Film.
And it's not to be overdramatic, but like you remember where you were when you first watched it.
No, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like
absolutely.
It was like one of those, such a big moment in the year.
I was in the office sleuthing on a Beyonce fan page on Facebook. That's where I was. Yeah,
not to brag, but I was in a dark bedroom in Barbados trying to get Wi-Fi, watching it on someone's Periscope.
Wow.
Because I didn't have HBO.
Oh, okay.
Needs must,
frankly.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Number 7, 2.1K votes. It's your personal favourite, Lady Gaga,
yes.
Isn't it? It's Joanne. I will allow you 30 seconds to wax lyrical about Joanne. Off you go.
Okay, well, I feel like this is her strongest album of her entire career. I feel like the songwriting just upped its game. I think the lyrics were amazing. And you just saw different sides to Gaga, which weren't just a very pretentious side or the very out there side. There was like a proper heart to her this time around. I love it.
Oh, bless you. You get so excited. So excited about
I genuinely think in years to come, people will recognise that as her best album.
I like the... I always forget the title of it. Where do you think you're going?
Joanne, that's
track. Oh, that's embarrassing.
Written about her auntie who died before she was born.
Oh, it's like that's a really beautiful song. I'll give you that's a beautiful song. All right, so that's the number 7 album as voted for by you guys. Number 6, Bastille, Wild World. Mm. Nice, it was a nice follow-up to the debut.
Yeah.
They were very, very good live as well. We went down to see them at Apple Music Festival. It was very, very enjoyable.
I saw them at V Festival. They were very good.
A good live act. And they also brought out Craig David when we saw him at the Roundhouse in London.
Did they?
Was the best thing ever. I was delighted with that. Big Craig. What a comeback. Craggle Rock himself. I love it. Number 5, Sia, This Is Acting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nothing but hits, though, isn't it?
Bangers.
I mean, it really is. It's amazing that you'd think an album like that, where it's been written originally for so many different artists, it wouldn't work as a whole, but it does. It's a really, really good album.
I prefer her older albums. I'm not going to lie.
All right. 2,500 votes on that one, by the way. Okay, we're into the top 4. Number 4. It's our number 1. It's the 1975.
Aye.
Yes. 3,100 votes on that one. I mean, you know, I could go on about this all day, so let's not. But it's an incredible, incredible piece of work. I really do love that album. Number 3. Getting tight now, aren't we? Getting tight. Blink-182, California.
Really?
Yes, which I loved. I chatted to them back. If you check out the podcast, we've got the full interview with them up on the site.
I feel like that's very controversial, seeing as Tom DeLonge isn't in the band anymore.
It's a great album, though. This is the thing that they did. When we chatted to them, Mark did say that it was like a conscious decision to move back to the sound Blink had back in the day. Like Enema of the State, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket sound. And it shows. Something like Rabbit Hole could be in their classic, you know, She's Out of Her Mind. They're all like classic singles. You know, it's nice. And I think people like that return to form. That's my theory. Anyway, 3,200 votes on that one. In at number two with 3,600 votes. Green Day, ladies and gentlemen, Revolution Radio.
Another one coming back.
Yeah. I mean, Pop Punk's back this year.
It really has been back in a big day.
It never dies, but it's come back. It's nice to see big old bands like that coming back in a big way. I like it. You know, Green Day were a big band in my youth. I mean, I think it's fair to say their last few albums haven't really lived up to the potential that they had.
Really?
I think it's very fair to say that. No, it's their best since American Idiot. So it's nice to see it actually has been done really, really well for them. And he's healthy again and he's got his head screwed on. It's
happy
nice.
For him.
It's very, very good. All right, number one. What could it possibly be, ladies and gentlemen? Let's see if anyone's...
Oliver's guessed it.
Yeah, I think a fair few people have... Oliver Scruton's guessed it, yes. I mean, what could it possibly be? Death of a Bachelor better get number one, I swear to God, Tegan Hall. Oh, will she be disappointed?
Who
knows? I can tell you, right, so let's just look at contrast here, right? Green Day, second place, 3,600 votes. The number one... got 6,000 votes.
Wow.
That is a huge, huge gap. They ran away with it. Let's do the big reveal, shall we? It is, of course... Of course, it's Panic! At the Disco. Your number one album voted on Pop Buzz.
Well done.
Death of a Bachelor.
I feel like that deserves a round
of applause. Of course it deserves a round of applause. Yes. Of course it has round applause. I adore this album. You know I adore this album. It's absolutely fantastic. I think it's their career best. I really do think it's their career best. I'm going with that. I prefer the 1975 this year, but I think it's their career best.
You would not stop going on about it.
I loved it.
We played it so much.
It's great. Yeah.
So much.
Well, what's great about it as well is the fact that, like, it's only like 11 tracks long. I think there's been 6 singles at least already. It's crazy. They just keep churning out singles with it. It's a really good album. It's very, very strong. Right, I promised you a speech, didn't I? I promised you an acceptance speech. Let's have a look, shall we? Shall we make the screen magically appear? It's only Brenton Urie. Right, okay, let's all keep quiet, shall we? This is when, I think we suspect it. It's a bit intimidating, isn't it? It's a little bit, I feel like I should cower. He's far too big.
He's very big here.
He is very, very, very big, isn't he? It's a bit intimidating. I feel like if we could blow up a poster this size, we should stick it on the office wall. Right,
we do need a cutout of Brendan. We should have one.
We should get one,
shouldn't
we?
Why don't we have one?
All right, we're going to get one.
Someone hook us up with one.
A giant transparent PNG, please. All right, so this was recorded. I had a chat with him backstage before the Alexandra Palace gigs. The full interview's up on the website and everything. It's been doing really well. But I suspected that he might win the fan vote, funnily enough. So just in case, we've got him to record a little message for you guys. Here's Brendan saying thank you.
Hello, all. I am Brendan Urie from Panic! At the Disco for Pop Buzz Favorite Album of the Year. That's wild. And the fact that we won, I just have to say thank you. I'd like to thank my mom and dad, mostly my dad, for not pulling out. I was very grateful for that. Everybody who supported this album, it's blown my expectations out of the water. It's amazing. I never knew what was going to come, but you guys have made touring so much fun, made making videos even more fun, which it's already just a blast for me. So thank you guys so much for your support. I love you.
Brendan Urie, there he is. Big Brendan. Yes.
My baby.
Baby boy. He's all grown up.
That was nice of him to
that
do
really
that.
Sweet.
Well, isn't it nice? I think he genuinely really appreciates the success he's had. It's their most successful year by a mile. We talked about this a lot in the interview, and it is the fact that it's the first album he's done all on his own, just it went to number one in America. It's Grammy nominated. It's crazy the amount of success he's had. So I think he does appreciate it. But well done, Panic fans. You came out in your droves. 6,000 votes, man.
A very strong turnout by Panic
Very,
fans.
Very strong turnout, and we're very, very impressed by it. That's all our awards, guys. There you go. End of 2016. How about that?
Thank God.
Thank God.
I'm over it.
It's time, isn't it? It is time. It's time for it all to end. But yeah, that's about it for us, guys, for this year. It's been a wild old ride. It's been a wild old ride, guys. And thank you for joining us. And thank you for voting. We're going to be back.
You.
We're going to have a little best of podcast, I think, coming up in a couple of weeks over the Christmas period. We're going to put that together. So we're going to put together some of our favourite interviews. So I think we're going to throw in Ollie Alexander, maybe a bit of the Vamps, a bit of Brendan Urie. You know, we've had loads of great people. Vamps were fun, weren't they?
I love them so much.
Playing with a kazoo. They were good fun.
I'm still not over it.
Good laugh.
I'm tired. I'm just tired thinking about it. They've got too much energy.
They really did. I did feel like we were teachers ruling over unruly school children, but in the nicest possible way. Look out for that in the next couple of weeks. We'll do a little best of podcast. But till then, it is goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
It's goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Bye.
And it's goodbye from me. We will see you very soon. Thank you very much.
Bye.
I'm always scared they're going to leave it on just to, like, play with us. Hi.
It's done.